Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Weekend Podcast with Justin, Paddy, Peter and Steve. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the Weekend Podcast. I'm joined by Peter and Steve. Paddy again is not here. In fact, it's more usual now that Paddy's not here. It'd be really odd if he was here, to be honest.
Yeah.
You need to
re-record that. Re-record that start.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Pete, Steve, not Paddy.
Yeah, Paddy in absentia.
Quite.
In absentia. So when we started this podcast, guys, many, many years ago now, it's probably 7 years now, I was the only guy involved with the other half. Now we're all coupled up, aren't we? Hey, it's, you know, Pete with Steve, Paddy's got Barry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good.
There we are.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So... No comment. All right, so this is the messages on the WhatsApp group. I'm home now, so I can do six, but I have the RAC guy on the way as my car has broken down. I say, what's the ticker? Breakdown, Steve says. Pete says, oh no, what's the problem? I say, it's broken down. Bugger, Pete says. And then Steve says, redness around the genitals. And I said, and Pete says, the RAC guy's going to help with that. Is it not just lipstick? Oh, the car problem, Steve says. I've got a power steering issue. Just won't start, though. Then Peter says, that sounds like two problems. Yeah, it does.
I'm quite intrigued by that, yeah.
So have you had...
Get my problems mixed up.
Have you had issues with this before, Steve?
What, the redness or the car?
The car, yeah.
Okay, right. Just clarifying.
It's a family podcast. The family,
I haven't. Annoyingly, I had a job this morning and the clients turned up at my house because I was going to drive us all up to Monmouthshire and we got in and the car wouldn't start.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, hop in, guys. Right. Oh, triggering your car.
it literally was that. I was like, can someone else drive? I was like, yeah.
And you had already kit, though, didn't you? You know.
It was only one bag.
All the gimp suits and the lube and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing. I'm to get that.
Family show.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, guys, so what I'm going to do, right? Steve said the RSC guy is going to be there in quarter past six. It's now 2 minutes past. So I'm going to go through four companies, right?
Right.
And just give us, how many times? 3 minutes on each, right? 3 minutes, right. All I need, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Let me just get this up first.
Put a timer on.
Yeah, put a time on. Okay. So let's start off with XP Factory, okay? No, in fact, no. Let's start off with a stock Steve hasn't got that I nagged him the week before last to buy a little bit in. A little bit, you know, because it's essentially huge, potentially huge, and it could change your portfolio. Now, Steve, what is investing about? I understand it's about being sensible, and what you should have is a little fund for that, right? But then... As I said, get your age, add half to it. That's the percentage of money you should put in a sensible fund. Sensible for retirement. But what is life about, if not to take a little bit of a risk with the hope of getting a little bit of reward? You know? What is life about if it's not about that? Now, if you're investing in micro, small cap, nano cap stocks, what you want is, a diversification of sorts. But within that portfolio, there's room for one that can make your portfolio transform it wealth-wise, right? Now, that stock, Steve, is Destiny Pharma. It is literally, has a pathway to 20 bags. Do you know how much that is? Do you know how much 20 bags is, Steve?
Do you know, I've never heard this from you before. It was really bizarre. It's like a brand new thing that you're saying.
I keep telling you to put a little bit in, a little bit. It's one of those stocks you can put a little bit in, not enough to worry about, but if it does what it says in the tin, then it will transform your portfolio and it will make you richer in retirement. And I mean, yes, the safe way is the fund way, and you've got to have that as a backbone to your portfolio. But let me just say one thing, right? They announced some results, right, from what's called XF73 Dermal. This is just part of the pipeline of the second asset. It's not the second asset. The second asset, big one, is XF73 nasal. It's a nasal sort of gel that kills anti-resistant bacteria, right? But this one is for skin infections. So they tested out, the formulation was 100 times more effective at killing MRSA than the standard treatment. And it's 10 times more potent, so they use 10 times less of it to get that effect. The global market is valued at $3.4 billion, and is supposed to grow by 6% CAGR, compound annual growth rate, right? I'm going to say, people don't understand this, Destiny Pharma, and this is not the main asset, right? This is just a pipeline. Destiny Pharma is a rare opportunity on AIM. Like I said, it's three separate brokers. I keep repeating this. See 600% upside on their first asset, NTCM3, a phase three ready asset, who they've got a partner with. It'll cost them no money now because it's phase three, then go to commercialization. The research on that one above, I was talking about earlier, right? It's part of the XF73 platform, referring to XF73 dermal treatment. Now, on that platform is a nasal treatment, also going to phase three. The company's active talks to get partnered on that, right? It's wholly owned by Destiny Pharma, and the market potential is $2 billion. That's twice NTCDM3, okay? Which the targets are based on. That's already 600% higher on that one target. Right? But if you add in XF73, you can more than triple that target. Then add the pipeline, you probably get around about 10 quid a share from where we are. It sounds nuts, but that's what happens in bear markets and liquidity dries up and you have a change of board and all that stuff. But they've got a class board on now, top guys on the case.
That's 3 minutes.
Okay, I'll take 2.5 minutes for the next one. Right? Listen, so let me just point out, this is not like an oil and gas stock, right, whose upside is based on 3D seismic images of maybe some gas is down there or a billion barrels of oil. Because then, they don't even, there's a 10-in-1 chance of getting that oil or gas, if you find it, if you have to get out, and then all that, and you have a debt funding, all that, doesn't happen. This is about a clinical need. They've got data on humans proving that these treatments are better than the standard treatment, and all you need to do is phase three. So it comes with risk, but not a lot of risk, really, because they've got a lot of data on it. As I said, Destiny Pharma is a rare opportunity on AIM. Put a little bit of money in it, just enough that you doesn't bother you, just forget about it. Forget about it, yeah? Just forget about it. And if it comes good, it literally transforms your portfolio. Transform it. Let's say, even if you put, I don't know what your portfolio is, but let's say, for example, I'm over egging, for round figures, let's say you've got a £100,000 portfolio, okay, you put 1% in, right? That 1% could double your portfolio value. That's the potential. Okay? So it's worth the risk, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Do your own research.
Don't just rely on my research. Do your research.
So I'm going to have to go. Sorry.
Tell the REC man, you're on a podcast, and this is very. And you're talking about it. Give him Steve. Tell him about Destiny Pharma. Say, listen.
Tell him about it. Yes.
Ticker. Just wink. Just DEST. I'm on a podcast with an investing genius. Destiny Pharma.
I'm back on the call before you finish. So.
Okay. So are you into stocks and shares, mate? Just got a cracking tip.
Anyway,
okay, I'll be back. I'll hopefully only be 5-10 minutes, but I'll be back hopefully.
You've got a bit of that anyway, Pete, haven't you? That's the main thing.
What, redness around the... Yes, I have.
There was people. So, I mean, I understand when it rose last week quite quickly or whatever, and people took a bit of profit on it. I think it's me saying no. You don't take profit on this on 40%. Like I said, this could be a 2,000%er. Why take the risk anyway? I don't understand what's going on. XF XP Factory. That's so annoying. So bloody annoying. Do you see the trading update for half year?
Yep. Yeah, very, very good. Very positive. In this climate, incredible, isn't it, really?
Yeah. But like I said, when we've been there, the demographic don't seem to have any sense of a cost of living crisis, you know? Most of them live with their parents. They don't have mortgages. They don't have all that. They work for is fun time, beer money, isn't it, really? Most of that age group, that's all they're concerned about. Will I have enough money to go out this weekend? Yeah. You don't pay a lot of rent. You don't pay hardly any rent. You don't spend a lot.
I don't know. It's a mixed demographic. It's quite a broad demographic, which is good, isn't it? It's really positive. But I think there's an element that even in this crisis, people, need a light relief. And they need things to do. And they need socialising is still fairly important. And people still do it. So
fairly, for that age group, it's all it ever is. That's all you want to do at that age is go out and have parties. In fact, would you remember when... That was a good time, actually. We went at a good period of our lives when we were in Red Dragon FM. Because we are all pretty much within, 5-10 years of each other, aren't we? The majority. There's a couple of oldies in there, wasn't it? Sheila.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Sheila?
Oh, yeah.
And Digger. Digger's in charge of Sheila. But Digger acted older than Sheila. He was more sensible.
Yes. Digger was like 25.
You can tell by what generation Sheila is, just by the name Sheila, can't you? There are not many Sheilas around these days, apart from in Australia. Yeah, so it's that kind of generation of age group where you just basically live for the weekend. The weekend. Yeah. I mean, we were in a job we enjoyed, so it didn't matter to us. But you'd love the weekend. You all got socialising. And all we had was bars and nightclubs. Now, you go out and have a bit of fun playing games.
Yeah.
Flirting with the opposite sex.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Or not. Or the same sex.
What? No.
No?
Why would you do that for? Flirting with the same sex? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, well, it's up to you, I suppose. It's not compulsory.
Same sex? Any sex? These days, there's can be anything, can it? What the heck are you flirting with?
The whole range.
Yeah, yeah. You can identify as anything you want to.
I think we're going down a really weird alley.
Sorry, I'm wasting time here. Yeah. Anyway, so they released a trading update for the first 6 months of the year. Mm. And I did say on Twitter, to sum it up in a word, boom. In brackets, battle bar. But group turnover, 18.8 million, up 131%.
Mm.
Double. Now, of course, there's a lot of that's through acquisition or building out their estate there. So let's look at the like-for-like, shall we? Double-digit like-for-like sales growth delivered across both owner-operated brands. 19% for Boom and 20% for Escape Hunt. Owner-operated site-level EBITDA, 3.8 million, up 245%. Continued high ratings from customer reviews and record pre-bookings for corporate sales provides confidence underpinning expectations of full year. And I don't see any slowdown in this area at all, because it's one of these things that, well, you get a decent crowd most weekends, and then you come towards Christmas and all that stuff, and people want to book it, don't they, just for events and stuff.
Yep.
What are you listening to in your... Have you got earpods in or something?
No.
Oh, I can hear my voice going back to me.
Can you?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Maybe it's a bit loud. Is that Steve's left his... Is he on?
Oh, maybe.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, the outlook on XP Factory. The value for next year, 5x EBITDA. That's nuts. This is a fast growth. I genuinely think stays at this price, it'll be taken out by a bigger leisure company looking for growth. Buying growth, that's what bigger companies do in a sexy sector of leisure, the sentiment on leisure stocks at all-time low, but that's including cinemas and pubs and restaurants. Hang on a second, this is a different kind of leisure. It's new. It's exciting leisure. So, its valuation is lumped in with that. I don't think it should be at all. But anyway, go on. What are you going to say?
I was going to ask, what a fair valuation would be in terms of multiples of EBITDA for a business like that. I know. Well,
I mean, the broker's got a 12-month target of 32 pence. So, so that's not too bad. That's a 12-month target. And obviously beyond that, yeah. I mean, the growth still goes up and up. I mean, they're going to do 42 million in revenue this year. And that goes up to, I think, over 50 million next year. So it continues, you know, it's a doubler at least. And it's a safe doubler, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Paddy just said, I'm trying to join, guys, but my Mac won't let me. Why is he wearing a Mac in this weather?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I suppose so. Though. Anyway, they said they're delighted with the trading performance, the outlook this is. Yeah, and of course, they've got that that forward booking. Do you know what? This is a very interesting day. What car you've got? You haven't got an EV, have you?
No.
Electric vehicle. I've been looking. Have you been Googling a little bit, looking for EVs?
No.
I have, you see. I find here. I mean, if you look at Google Trends, EV search and vehicle search is going up and up, and they will do by 2030. Not allowed to buy a petrol diesel car. I was listening to worth listening to this morning, Wake Up to Money podcast on BBC Radio 5 Live, and they had a guy there who's in charge of Moto at the service stations, you know, and he was. And if you go back 5 years, how many chargers would you see in a service station?
Yes, not many.
One maybe, I don't know, if that. But now, of course, they've got a pledge, I think government pledge, that said to them, you have to put six high-speed chargers in all your service stations by the end of this year. And they said, that's fine, we've got that. But trouble is now, we haven't got enough power. And he's saying there will not be enough power. Most of our chargers are there, ready to have power, they can't connect it up, and it says they're not, you know, dedicating enough power to service stations, and that's holding back the EV industry a bit because there's obviously range anxiety, which is very interesting. You realise that the old power thing is huge, isn't it?
Yeah. So is this moving on to your third stock?
Yes. Two stocks, right?
Right.
So a new one, Techmar Group.
What's the ticker?
It's a TGP. All right.
Okay.
Now, a while back, they ran into a bit of trouble with... they floated like backing... Not many years back, but let me just... TGP. They floated, right, literally back in almost the bull market, 2019, at 150 or 140 odd share. And now they're 11 pence a share, 11 and a half pence a share, right? They run into... They're quite... capital intensive, and when you get companies like that, then you raise lots of money. But you try and raising money into a downward market, it's very hard. They got to the stage earlier this year, they put themselves up for sale, strategic review, which means, you know, they're desperate. And I've seen many companies do this, from Gfinity, and sometimes it's literally, you know, it's a lifeline, and if you don't get it, you're in trouble. And Gfinity didn't get that, they close it down, shut it down, the strategic review. Anyway, these guys got two big investors come on board, who've given them an £18 million convertible loan note, and they raise money. And what they do is, let me just categorise it properly. What they do is, bear with me. And what they do is, they've got two divisions, essentially. Offshore energy and marine divisions that provide a range of engineering services and technologies to support and protect offshore wind farms and other offshore energy assets and the marine infrastructure like subsea cables, umbilical and flexible pipe protection system. So anything, you have to understand, these wind farms, obviously, they're out there in the sea. How do you connect electricity to the land? Well, by big cables. How do you protect the cables?
Cable.
Yeah, that's it. And how do you protect the cables? Well, you get an engineering company like Techmar, which are experts in this. They're a 16 million market cap. They released an interim results out recently, and they're doing 17.7 million in revenue. Mm-hmm. Now, the 16 million market, this is for half a year, this is. With strong growth across offshore, up 37%, and marine civils, 35%. So that, when they did a strategic review, two big investors come on board who are very experienced in this area, in wind farms, all that stuff. And so they said then, expect business to break even at an adjusted level for the current year, with revenue in the region of 40 million, 40, with over 90% already secured. Record order book of 26 million as at the end of May 2023. They've got a bit of debt, but... They are, and I don't know if you've seen that today, one of the biggest offshore wind farms as in Dogger Bank, North Sea. And the stats on this are phenomenal. These offshore wind farms are big, aren't they, some of them? They're huge. You know, hundreds of them. But first turbines being installed at the world's biggest offshore wind farm in North Sea. It's the energy firm SSC, and they say they're a £9 billion Dogger Bank pounds investment wind farm. It'll be more than double the size of the next largest offshore wind farm operating today, wow, and capable of powering the equivalent of 6 million British homes, right? So if you look at the interim results, Techmar, they're already working on Dogger Bank. They're doing all the stuff as well. So they've got lots of contracts. I think they've got 167 contracts
In
Dogger Bank. So wow, they've got plenty of work there. And let's be honest, maintenance on these things will keep them busy for a long time, but they're on many things. So, so they, in December 2022, select design, manufacture and supply 172 protection systems for Dogger Bank C offshore wind farm, following previously announced Dogger Bank A and B contracts, which when delivered expected to be the world's largest global offshore wind farms. That's that
interim. Wow. Okay.
So they're into all that stuff. But not only that, you're thinking, okay, well, if you've got an EV car, where do you know? How do you know that these EV, if you're traveling down from Manchester to London or something, you need to charge, and you pull into the service station, and these EV chargers haven't got power to them, how are you going to know which one's working and which not? And do you know how you do that?
Don't know.
You get ZapMap.
Right.
Who owns ZapMap?
It's not TGP, is it?
No. 49.9% owned by Good Energy.
Oh, okay.
It's the number one EV map in the UK. Right. So this is a problem for a long time. I didn't realise it was such a big problem. I thought, wow, that's amazing. So this tells you, up to the, it's like Google Maps, basically, for EV chargers. Mm-hmm. Tells you, you know, what charger it is. You can pay through it, all that stuff, and the availability. That's going to get busier and busier and busier, I think, as more people do with EVs. And if you look at Good Energy, it's a crazy company. It's a crazy valuation. They're the only company now that have a 5-star Trustpilot rating for energy supplies to domestic customers. The only company. That says a lot, doesn't it? You know?
Yeah.
They've got 19 million in cash. They're 29 million market cap. So literally, with their assets and all that, they have assets of, their net asset value is about 39 million. And literally got 19 million in cash. Profitable. They just bought a solar business. They just bought a heat pump business. And in fact, if you go to their Twitter stream, very interesting about how powerful, how effective heat pumps are. So you get 3 times the energy coming out of a heat pump you put into it. With gas and electric bodies, you get between sort of 80 and 90%. But that times 3 times. How does that work? That's genius, isn't it?
It is, but then on the domestic market, it's just the installation cost, I think, at the moment that make it kind of...
You have to change your system a little bit, don't you? But if you look at their Twitter feed there, it talks about how their pumps are the best around.
Right.
And I believe them. Cause
they would say that, though,
they've got a 5-star rating. It's like that, there's not much room for
error.
Well,
they give themselves a 5-star rating.
No, Trustpilot. There's not much room for error when you have a 5-star in a rating. You've got to be spot on. And when they said... they acquired 2 businesses recently, one's heat pumps, one solar, and they themselves have 5-star ratings because they said, you've got to keep up that kind of, you know, very good service. And I mean, it's an amazing story. Just spend, if you've got half an hour, Pete, now, this evening, right, you know, and you're not going to do some kissing and cuddling, then what you can do is just go on their website and look at all the independent suppliers. So they supply, obviously, 100%, renewable energy. These are, I mean, Techmar and Thing, for example, are huge growing areas. They're not going to stop growing either. These areas they're in, the money's not going to stop pouring into it, is it? You know, people are going to go for renewables. You know, it's all that.
Yeah.
And so, so just look at all the independent people who supply power to Good Energy. They're like, they're like people from Wales who've got little hydro powers, they supply into their grid. And then people who buy off Good Energy, of course, come from UK-based renewable people.
Okay, and then in terms of competition for Good Energy, quite a lot, I guess.
Yes, there are a lot, but none of them have a 5-star reviews on Trustpilot. None of them do. There's a lot of greenwashing going on. They'll say that you are getting 100% renewable energy. Green Energy is, and they've been around for 20 years doing this. So they're way ahead of everyone else.
Yeah.
But, I've just talked about ZapMap.
So does that mean just how many 5-star reviews have they got? Like, you've got 5-star reviews, but they've only got 3 people that reviewed them. So, okay.
Let's have a look. Oh, that's a look, shall we? No, they wouldn't say that.
It's 12 people, Pete. Okay.
Well, hang on, let me scroll down then. Let me see. Heat pumps, very efficient, it's in there. Short day. Let's scroll down. Let's have a look. They've got 8,900 reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Five. Well, actually, wow. This is now 4.8. But,
okay, that's a big enough.
Yeah, so it's right up. But, So, what's happening, Steve? What's up on your thing?
No, it's Paddy. Paddy's in.
Paddy!
Hey, guys.
Right. We're finishing now, Pad. You knew
I've
that.
I've been there for 12 minutes.
You knew that. You knew it. You and your Mac. Why are you wearing a Mac, Pad? It's not the right for that.
When I wrote that in the message, I thought Justin's going to make a rain Mac.
Well, that means we're very tuned in.
I wrote that down and put it in an envelope.
Yeah, that means we're very tuned in, very similar sense of humour, Pad. It's very highly tuned to wordplay. Buddy, where have you been? Have you been abroad, really, or not?
Benidorm.
No, have you been to Benidorm?
Yeah, I really have been to Benidorm.
Why did you go there?
Just to see it. Just to marvel at it. Yeah.
Do you like it?
Have you been? I actually thought it was okay, yeah.
There we are. See, Paddy's not almost the last guy I'd expect to see going to Benidorm. Goes there, so you can never predict things, and he quite likes it.
Expecting a lot worse, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
The expectation in my head suggested that it was going to be really bad, and actually it was, I thought it was quite posh.
It was just bad, not really bad.
No, it wasn't even bad. I mean, there were a lot of mobility scooters, but that doesn't make a place bad necessarily.
Well, some of those people are switched on. They go out, they live out there, they realise they go there, and it's nice, isn't it? They live here, and they live there, and that's it. And then, you know, if you're going to, let's be honest, if you're going to go somewhere to die, it's got to be something quite nice. So these people, you've got to be a little bit discerning. How is that then? Why is it? Are there mobility suits out there? Why? How do they get out there? How do they live there? I don't understand. They still get disability checks from the UK and they live in Benidorm, do they?
I don't know. I didn't ask. But are they, there are double ones as well for couples to be on them at the same time, which is quite cute. It's actually really nice. I was expecting it to be like a sort of like CD.
That's why you went.
Did it go to Falaraki or Cavos?
He went there, expecting to be CD, and he wasn't very disappointed.
I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
There's nothing CD about it. So it was quite posh. Yeah.
Oh, there we are, Pat. Cool. Well, there we are. You've often been looking for somewhere else to live apart from London. Mm.
No, I didn't expect it to be Benidorm.
Yeah, no, didn't you? Think of West Wales, very rural, rustic area, no neighbours, but you've just decided on Benidorm.
Perfect.
Very similar to Croydon in many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar vibe. It felt like home.
How long did you spend there?
3 hours.
Okay. Hey! No, seriously, how long did you spend there?
Yeah, 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Get a true taste of a place in 3 hours. Can you really?
Oh, I don't know. I think you can get a good vibe for it. I don't know. We might have missed something, but yeah.
That's quite an extensive holiday you've gone there.
I've got a decent flavour of it.
I'm just wondering, right? You never see Paddy and Steve on the same podcast.
Good point.
It's amazing that. Do you happen to start the podcast, Pad? Steve slipped out because the RSC man was there. Then you came in. What's going on here?
I'm sorry. Yeah, good. Just to recap then, Pad, what you've missed, there's 4 stocks you should invest in. It's XPF, Destiny Pharma, TGP, and Good Energy.
Yeah. Listen there back to it, Pad. Okay,
I'll listen back.
Destiny Pharma, so you should put a little bit in and forget about it. It could be literally, a 2,000%. It's a 20 bagger.
It's very much my investment policy. Sticks money in, forget about it.
Put it in the drawer, forget about it. You know, that's it. I don't know what you put in the drawer. People say that.
In the drawer.
Put it in the drawer and I'll forget about it. Yeah.
Has anything happened over the last week since I was away?
Yes, we've covered that, Pan. Why didn't you listen back to the podcast? We're coming to the end now, you see. What you've done is literally you've walked in and last orders have been called. Yeah?
Mm.
So you can't sneak up the bar now and say, can I have a pint, please, mate? But you know what time we shut. Sorry, Pat, didn't you? Can I just have a pint, though? Because, it's a bit late. I had a problem with my raincoat. I couldn't get it on. Pat, we open tomorrow. Okay, same time. Come before the bell. All right? Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right, then. Cheers, Pat.
Okay.
Evening, lads. Good. Make your way home. Make glasses to the bar, please. Make your way home. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a nice evening. Please be quiet. Neighbours, complain. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Share Pickers Weekend Podcast with Justin, Paddy, Peter and Steve. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.